Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. We'll get back to that later. I'm your host, Mariah, and we have
your co-host, Shayla.
Woo-woo!
Hey.
So today's topic is laughing through life's challenges, which I laugh at everything. It kind of gets me in trouble sometimes.
All the time.
Yeah, because sometimes it's not a laughing situation, but like I just gotta laugh.
That nervousness off.
I just gotta laugh through it. If I'm mad, I'm a laugh. If I'm happy, I'm a laugh. If I'm sad, I'm a laugh. I'm a laugh for every single emotion that exists.
Yeah.
I remember getting into an argument with a lady and actually laughing in her face, and she got pissed because I laughed in her face. But like, I needed to laugh because I was about to get pissed. So it was like, we're just gonna laugh this one through because I don't know what's going on, but we're gonna laugh.
I was saying, not that long ago, I had to like laugh off of just not trying to be upset knowing what my kids are going to ask me. Which is kind of confusing and complicated at the same time. But it's like every time they're about to ask me something lately, they're like, don't get upset. Don't get mad. And don't answer too quickly. Like, really think about what I'm going to ask you.
Don't answer too quickly.
That you're going to be upset. So I'm just warning you not to be upset. To like really listen to what I got to say. And don't interrupt me. That I'm mentally preparing. So I don't do anything that they ask and prove them wrong. So when they're done asking me and I'm looking at them, they're like, okay. And I'm like, oh, now it's my turn to respond. Because I wanted to put a pause there and make sure you was done. Because I didn't want to interrupt anything you had to say. So now you know. And then they're like, no, don't tell me this. What I don't want to hear. I want to hear the opposite. So, yeah. It's just aligning and adapting.
It's funny that like you bring up kids because I actually work with kids. And one particular boy, every time I pick him up, he's always like, Mariah, can I watch TV? But can you think about it? Like, can you really think about it? Like, don't just say no. Like, can you think about it? Mind you, my thought process is already no. Like, to me, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's no TV. Maybe Wednesday. But Monday, Tuesday, absolutely no TV. Like, it just does not fit in the schedule. Anyways, he's always like, but Mariah, can you just think about it? Please just think about it. And sometimes I'm like, if you do X, Y, and Z when we get home, I'll let you watch TV for 10 minutes. But if you have an attitude, you're not watching TV the rest of the week. So, like, it's funny, too, because I say that to thinking about, like, our topic, laughing through challenges. And there's times where I feel like I'm in a bad mood or I'm having a bad day, like, you know, your own personal life. And then I work with kids, and kids can be very stressful. Kids can be very rambunctious. Kids require a lot of you. And the times that I'm really like going through it, and I find myself like a lot happier when I look at them and I'm just like, we're gonna find joy in this moment. Like, instead of me being like, oh, I'm so annoyed and I'm so in my own personal shit, it's like, nah, like, we're gonna really, like, find joy in the moment. Like, this kid is gonna make me laugh. And, like, that ends up what happening. And then, like, it's, like, a little light to the rest of my day, you know? Which I think that, like, laughing through life's challenges is really appreciating the things that happen in your life, whether they're big or small, is just, like, finding joy in anything. And even something like, there's times where I'm sitting at a light and the light turned green and no one beeps behind me. No one beeped the horn and the light is about to turn red. And I'm like, wow, all these people just gave me grace and didn't beep the horn for me to go. Mind you, I'm in my own like DeLulu world. Like that to me is a little joy, you know? Do you feel like...
But I see you beeping at people to go. You don't want to get beeped at.
Yeah, but also, I feel like those are the times where I'm in a bad mood, when I'm rushing, and it's funny because...
But there's other times that you're not in a bad mood and you're still rushing for no reason and you beep because they didn't move.
Well, yeah, because I'm rushing. Once again, it's coming down to I'm rushing, which I feel like I have come to try to learn because there's, like, someone always telling me, like, just because you're in a rush, like, doesn't mean that they're in a rush too, or they need to hurry up. Like, mm-hmm. It's you. Like, you should have left earlier. You should have gave yourself some more time.
You gotta laugh sometimes through those struggles.
I feel like I have an example of laughing through a challenge. This is, like, so stupid. But one time I needed gas. And if you know me, I always let my car pretty much run to E. Like, I don't know why I do this. I like, there's times where I'm like, yo, when my car goes to halfway, I'm going to fill it up. I'm going to be that person that fills up my tank every time it goes to halfway. Nope. Like, every time my car, my light is on. So, one particular day, I had the light on, and I had to hurry up and get to work. And I had no time to stop at the gas station. None whatsoever. And, like, where my job was, there was no gas station around. Like, there was no gas station around. And I remember I remember leaving work, and I'm just like, I just need to make it to the gas station. I just need to make it to the gas station. And right before, because I was on the highway, so right before there's, like, the rest area, service area for gas, my car gets stuck. Like, maybe, like, 2 miles or 3 miles before that, my car gets stuck. And, like, you know, you notice it's, like, running out of gas because the way it just, like, completely just, like, slows down. It's like it has nothing left. So I pull over, and I'm like, damn, I'm not about to walk to that gas station. Like, one, it's late. This is the Merritt Parkway. Like, if you don't know that highway, it's literally dark and windy. There's no lights, no nothing. Like, what am I going to do? Wow. So I call my friend, and she's like, my man's leaving right now. He could go give you gas. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Like, so appreciative of that, right? And he ended up, like, taking the wrong highway, going the wrong direction. So I ended up waiting even longer for him to come. You know, guys, they never listen. So he finally comes to me, and he's, like, filling up my gas tank. And it was funny because when he gets there, is then when a state trooper comes and is like, oh, what are you guys doing? Trying to get gas. Like, what do you mean? What are we doing? Like, and so anyways, that was just a real, like, it's something that I think about now often, because I'm just like, the fact that he came out of his way to give me gas, like, was super dope. This is my friend's boyfriend. It's not even like, you know, we're friends or anything. Like, you're literally just helping me because you're my friend's boyfriend. And I just literally laughed through that whole thing. Like, literally, like, the whole situation, I was just like, this is hilarious. And what's even funnier is, like, when the state trooper came, part of me was like, holy shit, I hope he doesn't get in trouble because he doesn't have his driver's license. And no one got in trouble, nothing. Like, the state trooper let us go, everything was all good. But that could have been a situation where I could have been pissed, you know? Like, I could have been pissed, one, because I ran out of gas, two, because...
Where were you a long time ago when I needed you? And yeah. I had to find someone to bring me some gas, and you could have, like, called someone and told them to call me down to the gas, something. But now you being nosy in my business, what we doing? We putting gas in the car.
Yeah,
like... Where were you a half an hour
ago? Yes, and that was so... That's what I said to him. I'm like, I've been here for, like, a literally 45 minutes to an hour, because my friend's boyfriend, like I said, went the complete wrong... highway in the wrong direction. So it's like, and I remember asking the state trooper that too, like, but I was here. He was like, I know, but I didn't see your car because it didn't have any lights on. So then you saw another car and said, let me pull around. Like, yeah. What? But that's just a little funny story of, you know, you could go through something and you could just laugh through it instead of allowing it to ruin your day. And actually, I have another story, actually. So it was my birthday. This, I'm pretty sure it was my birthday. If it wasn't my birthday, we were celebrating my birthday. And was driving to the city, and I locked myself out of the house. So here I am already. I needed to go back into my house to grab something, and I realized that I locked myself out of the house. And mind you, I'm late because I'm always late. As we know, Mariah never runs on time. So I'm late, and I'm like, shit. I gotta go get the house key because I had, like, literally I had to get what was in my house. And so this literally threw off, like, my whole, like, the whole rest of the evening. Like, I was literally an hour late for the event that I had scheduled. Like, and this was a group. It wasn't even, like, it's just me or just me and one other person. This is literally a group event. Everybody was there except for me and my friend that I was riding with, which it's funny because we were late and we still made stops. Like, we still made stops on top of being late. But I could have lost my mind and been upset and let it ruin the entire rest of my day because I locked myself out of the house. And instead, I was just like, it's all good. Life is good. This is my day. We're just going to run and get the keys real quick, come back, drop them off, and go about our day. And that's exactly what happened. So it's like, when you don't allow yourself to, like, get upset by things that really could upset you, and instead are just like, we're gonna laugh this off, we're just gonna get through it. Like, your entire outlook on the situation can very much change. And it's like, even like, I feel like I use an example that really isn't like about anything, to be honest, but like, it applies for situations that are big. Like, big things can happen in your life, and instead of you getting upset by them, you can just literally have a different outlook and be like, it's okay, this is happening, but like, we're gonna get through this. And instead of that situation, you know, being complete shit, instead, like, it turns around, you know?
Not that long ago, any little thing would ruin my mood, you know? And it's like, I'm growing, I'm not accepting that, to do that, to dictate that mood or anything. I'm like, all right, I'm over it. Yeah. Let's go, keep it moving.
Remember when we did a wedding, and there was a lady that was there, and she looked so young. And you asked her, like, I don't remember if you asked her age or like what it was.
She was like a singer or something. She had purple hair. You're talking about her?
I don't.
She was a guest at the wedding?
I think so. She was a guest at the wedding. But you asked her, like, what she does to, like, look so young.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yes.
And she said how she doesn't stress. She doesn't stress about anything.
She comes to my mind from time to time.
Yes.
We were bartending.
Yes. And she was like, if it's something that I can't control, I do not stress about it at all. And this woman was, like, 60 something years old.
Yeah.
And
she was like 30.
She
like
looks so young. So young. And she's like, I just don't stress. I don't. And like, I really do think that that's like a huge key to life, is really like, and it's so easy to get lost and to get upset about the little things that happen, and to really allow them to take over your day. Like, there's times where I'm driving, and I'm not saying, like, I'm the best driver. I love to drive. I feel like I could drive. But, you know, every now and then I'm going to cut a car off, right? And I see people in my rearview mirror who literally are, like, cussing me out, all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, you really allowed something that was, like, less than 5 seconds. It probably was like 3 seconds of your day to ruin the rest of your day. Like, I find it to be so wild, personally. Gary, the producer, clearly has something to say, so please speak your mind, sir.
I don't know. Something about, you know, almost ending my life by cutting me off would kind of ruin my day.
But ending, no. That's an exaggeration. Just because you cut in front of somebody does not mean, like, you could hit the brakes, you could slow down. Like, I'm not talking about cutting in front of you and literally almost causing an accident. I'm talking about people who genuinely just are upset because you got in front of them.
Ma'am, the act of cutting somebody off is passive aggressive.
We're gonna agree to disagree. Because you're in the way and I need to go around you.
It's cool to go around.
Yeah.
It's cool, but cutting somebody off is different.
Yeah, but see, I feel like you can go around somebody, and there's times that people take that as you cutting them off. There's been times where there's a car, they're going slow, and I'm telling you, I get in the next lane to go around them, and they literally hit the gas so that I can't get in front of them. I've been on the phone with you when this has happened. Those are real things that happen.
Like, they see how you are aggressively driving.
I'm just trying to go. No. I'm trying to go around, and I'm minding my business, and here you are not minding your business, so then I slam on the gas, and I'm going to sure enough get in front of you, and then they want to be mad? You want to be mad about that?
Yes.
About that? Why'd you hit the gas?
Why are you getting mad if they're speeding up when you get next to them?
First of all, you're speeding up, so I purposely can't get in front of you when you were just driving slow. If you're telling me that you're driving 75 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour, and then I decide that I'm going to hit the gas and I'm going to go faster than you, and you're like, nah, let me hit the gas because I don't want this person to get in front of me. The way I see it is like, oh, this is a game. Who's going to get in front? And then sure enough, it's going to be me. It's going to be me. Like, me. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, play a game though.
So to me, then when I get in front of you and then you beep your horn because you had to slam on your brakes, that's your own fault. Because nobody told you to be stupid and do that.
You cut in front of this person.
Who was trying to play, basically you're trying to play chicken and you lost. You basically trying to play chicken and you lost. What do you mean? What do you mean? Absolutely not. No.
I guess we agree and disagree. disagree.
We're gonna agree to disagree. And that's how we are gonna laugh through life's challenges. And you guys, thank you for being with us on this episode. Yes. Like, follow, and subscribe.
Peace.